Hi, everybody. This is Water New Podcast. I'm your host, Jamia, and I'm honestly in a really great mood. And I don't know if it's because I woke up early to record or if because I'm on a baby sugar high from the orange juice that I'm drinking. I don't know, but we're smiling really hard right now. Hi, everybody. So, yeah, I actually woke up at 8. And I knew I needed to record an episode, and I couldn't do it last night. Actually, we're recording the day of. We're supposed to be dropping an episode. So, this is, like, fresh. This is a fresh cut, okay? There's no stale date on anything, baby. This is, like, a fresh premium cut episode. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I woke up at 8 because I knew I had to record. But I woke up, like, naturally. I didn't force myself to wake up. And I think that was a sign from God. He was like, yeah. Get to cooking, get in the lab, record an EP, and I'm like, you right, big man. you right, my fault. So, yeah, here I am on a Thursday morning, literally a few minutes before the episode is supposed to release. I mean, better late than never, right? I couldn't make you guys wait, and I didn't want to not upload because we're about consistency here. Yeah, I'm tired of hearing that song. Skip that. Okay, so on today's episode, I just want to note, we are almost to 40 episodes. I think this episode will make 38. So, 2 more episodes. And we're at 40 episodes. Like, that's crazy. Y'all have heard me talk 40 different times. Y'all aren't tired of my voice? You guys aren't tired of my voice? Stop. You miss me. You like me. You want me. No, I'm kidding. All right, so without further ado, let's just talk about today's episode. And today's episode is about, you need to just stop crying over dead situations thing, but stop crying over dead situations. Closure is a scam. Say it with me. Closure is a scam, my love. It's a scam. It's a scam, and it's so redundant, and it's so not necessary, and I really wish y'all understood that. Like, it's like you want someone to know how much they hurt you, but guess what? They know. Do you want to know why they know? Take a guess. You can't think of anything. They know because they're the ones that inflicted that pain on you for you to even get in this situation. So, yeah, newsflash, it's not gonna happen. It's not, they're not gonna feel bad for something that they know that they caused and they were present in that moment. They were the ones that initiated it in the first place. What? That's like you wanted a kid to know that they did something bad. They know they did something bad. They're a badass kid. What do you mean? They don't feel bad. They're gonna do it again. You could be like, oh, you know the book, No, David? Oh, that was a badass kid. I envied him back then. I'm not going to lie. If I could do half the stuff I did and not get my ass whooped, I promise you I probably would have, just to say I did it. That book, what? What? Man. Anyway, No, David. He got told, no, stop doing that. That's a no-no. Guess what? He still did it. So, boom. This person, excuse me, goes out. And does, you know what they do? They hurt you. You say, no, I didn't like that. Don't do it again. They turn around and do it again. Repeat. And they just repeat the process. It's a never-ending cycle. Like, come on. Where are we really? You know? It's like you want an apology to help you feel better. But that's really just a temporary fix for that wound. I promise you. And you got to think about it. You want an apology. You want words. So essentially, you're fiending for words instead of actions. It's so easy to say, I'm sorry, baby. I'll never do that again. Versus them actually never doing it again and showing you how sorry they are. What? What? I feel like you just need to take the time out to heal. Apologies, words are pointless without actions. Change behavior has to be back. You have to have change behavior to back it up. You have to. You have to, brother. You have to. That's like somebody saying, I'm sorry for stealing your car. And you're like, okay, I believe you. And then they turn around and steal your shit again. And you're like, oh no. Okay. It's not funny. I just think the sarcasm in my voice just made it so much worse. It just amplified it. Oh my gosh. But yeah. Apologies, words, kaput. I can't get jiggy with that. Toss it out. I need actions. So anyone does anything messed up to you, they be like, I'm sorry. Take me back. All that texting, all that. I need change behavior, babe. And if it's not change, you gotta go. That's only if you want to give them another chance. If you don't, hey, tell their ass, get out, kick rah, boot it, beat it. Yeah. But yeah. And then on top of that, you have to understand, God has bigger and better things planned, okay? This is where faith comes in. If you don't have faith, learn about it. This is where faith comes in, okay? You're not even going to remember the situation. That's how unbothered and healed you'll be. You know, you'll literally forget so much. Because so many great things have come your way. So many blessings have come your way. So many opportunities have come your way. Like, so many great things have happened to you since that tumultuous situation, to the point where you have no reason to dwell on the past. Literally. Why would I dwell on the past when life got better after you left? Oh, that's tea. Clock it. Like, because let's talk about it. Why would I dwell on the past when life got better after? Wait, what do I want to say? After that situation or after you left? Something like that. Something along those lines. Moral story, life got better since you left. So the common denominator, unfortunately, was you. You need to go. You've been vacated from the premises. I'm so sorry. Like, literally, become so healed that you wish them well and move on with your life. Don't have no negative emotions, especially towards them. When somebody brings up, don't be like, no, there's no need to talk down. There's no need to be negative. There's really no point. Because I strongly believe in transfers of energy. So, for example, let's say someone is upset, but you're in a good mood. If you allow that person to make you upset, they're no longer upset. I promise you, it's the wickedest thing you've ever seen in your life. If someone honestly has an attitude with you, they're coming at you sideways, just stay calm. Just experiment. If you don't believe me, I promise you, experiment. Someone has a funky ass attitude with you, just stay calm. Don't reflect. Don't reflect that energy. No, keep it cool, keep it calm, keep it cute. Even as a guy, keep it cute. Chill, papi, chill. Don't get hyped. Just chill, brother. Right? I promise you, you're gonna walk away more pissed because they weren't able to make you feel how they feel. I promise you, it is the funniest thing to witness. Looking at somebody be so upset to the point, no, looking at somebody be upset because they weren't able to make you upset, it's like, wow, you're mentally unstable, Steve. Like, ew. But yeah, no negative emotions, no nothing. You know how they say, oh, I can forgive, but I can't forget? That's fine. It's okay to forgive them. But, big bees, I don't know. I like saying but, because sometimes there's always a but. But that doesn't mean that they need access back into your life again, my love. You could be like, I wish you well, but I don't care for an update on your life. I don't care to update you on my life. My life endeavors, dear. Yeah, don't entertain it. You know, that's the other thing. It doesn't make you bitter. It doesn't make you bitter or petty because you don't want to be friends with an ex. Like, I don't know why that's a thing, But people bully you. Oh, you're not friends with your ex. I'm friends with my ex. Okay, my love. Which cookie do you want? Chocolate chip M&M or sugar, babe? What? Because what? Okay. Do you want a cookie that your ex that did you dirty? I'm talking about dirty, like cow manure, dirty, and still has access to you. Yeah, I envy that one. Wow. Boy. Whew. Girl. Boy. Okay. Yeah. Moral story, I feel like you're protecting your peace. They wronged you one time, so you don't need to take that chance on them wronging you again. Am I right? Am I right? Okay, cool. Like, fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. Shame on you, my bro. Shame on you. I'm sorry, y'all. It's the orange juice. Something, I don't know. It's like at 24, you would think I would have grown out of my sugar highs. But unfortunately, I just haven't. I drink orange juice and I feel like a kid bouncing up and down the wall. And this is the comments that I'm really trying to be because I'm trying to record. But you can hear it in my voice. It's giving crackhead energy. I'm sorry. Okay. Last point. Lastly, leave the past in the past. I don't want to have to come on this podcast to say it again now. You heard me the first time. Leave the past in the past. So do you know what that means, my dear? Take a guess. You didn't guess? Okay, cool. So that means the whole quote-unquote doubling back for the plot? Hey, that needs to come to an end. Cut it out. Cut it out. I ain't playing with you. Cut it out. Like, do you, like, honestly, all seriousness, tough love right now. Do you know how goofy it is? It is so goofy for you to go through this catastrophic situation. I'm talking about a situation so bad, you cried. You cried and you prayed for God to remove you from the situation. You prayed for better days. You couldn't wait for better days. Right? You go through this chaotic ass experience. Trippy, right? In a bad way. You finally escape it. And then you turn back around and go back? Do you know how goofy that look? Like, my friend, my sister, my brother. What? No. No. My wounds are healed. I still have a bunch of scrapes and scars and blood everywhere, and I got my ass beat mentally. But I'm ready to get big. Put me back in the game, coach. I'm ready. I want more. Do you know how goofy that sounds? That coach, me, gonna be looking at you sideways. Eyebrows all twisted up like, huh? My baby, you need to be on the bench. Matter of fact, you need to go to med. You need to go to a nurse. You need to heal. You need to be in recovery. Right? Obviously, this was a battle you did not win. And you think you just, oh, magically healed that you want to get back out there? No. Healing takes time. Just like it took time for you to develop those feelings, just like it took time for you to go through all of your entire experience with that person, it's going to take all that time to heal. Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like healing gets lonely. And it does. But being hurt makes you lonely too. If anything, you're really just two miserable people in a room. Like, never go back to someone or something that you had to pray your way out of. Like, all honesty. I think a lot of people like to, double back or go back to their ex or get in situations they know they have no business getting in because they get lonely. They get bored. But healing is lonely because guess what? That's a process you do on your own. Kind of like taking a shit. You do that on your own. No one holds your hand while you poop. maybe if it's your first, if you're, it's just like, if it's like your very first poop, like as a kid, you're getting potty trained. Okay, fine. I guess you could hold a kid's hand. I don't know. I don't think I want to be in a room to smell that. But anyway, point being is, we're too damn grown. There's no 1 year old listening to this. Okay. And if you are, hi Boogie. But most people are not. So with that being said, we're too damn grown to be acting like we need our hand held every step of the way. No. That is where faith comes in. That is where taking accountability comes in. That is where being independent comes in and being strong. Mm-mm. So, yeah. With that being said, don't go back. Heal. Take some time out to heal and reflect. How did I even get to this point? Why did I even get to this point? Why did I allow myself to get to this point? Why did I allow myself to be drug along this long? Wow, that's crazy. And then you going back after such a catastrophic experience or relationship, that, what does that say about your self-worth? What does that say about how much you love yourself? Because the person you're going back to, honestly, like, think about it. They could really be looking at you like, this person is really crazy. Like, you're kind of dumb. I did all of this to you and you still want to come back? Wow, you really don't love yourself. Well, that justifies me for not loving you. And my actions show it constantly, every day. And you're still here. Ah, yay me. More time to take advantage of this person. Ah, life is good. Like, what? That is what I have for today's episode. I try to keep it short. I don't know if I did a good job or not. I try to do short episodes. Honestly, I don't know if it works anywhere. Because I'm a yapper. And I'm a certified yapper. And I didn't know yapper was a word. Well, I knew yapping. Anyway, my point has been proven. It didn't even take me 10 seconds to prove my point. Okay. Well, that is what I have for today's EP. Stop crying over dead situations. And closure is a scam. I said what I said, and that's a hill I'm willing to die on. I think closure is a scam, and I promise you that person does not care. I'll rephrase. Even if they did care, right? Just a minute amount. If they do it again, do they care? Do they really care? If there's really no actions to back up those words, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Oh, I apologize. Oh, I was in the wrong. Oh, blase, blase, blase. If their actions do not back up their words, you let me know how that makes sense. And when you find out how that makes sense, I'm pretty sure pigs will be able to fly by then. Yeah. You see where I'm going with that? Okay, cool. I just want to make sure I'm on the same page right now. Yeah, back to yapping I go. I'm going to stop now because it's really the orange juice talking at this point. But I love you guys. In 2 more episodes, which is next Thursday, we will be at 40 episodes. Hey, 40 episodes. Can you imagine? Y'all like me that much? I like y'all too. Actually, we go together now. All right, sorry. Yeah. I love you guys. Until next time. Bye.